Are you ready to vote? Ah, but you say, vote 2018, critical for America, is still 7 months away. What's the hurry? Well, yeah, it is 7 months away. But are you ready to vote? Do you know the issues? Do you know the candidates? Are you ready to participate? Are you ready to step up? And in the words of former President John F. Kennedy, ask what you can do for your country? Are you? You know, the political process suffers greatly, and America suffers greatly. We the people suffer greatly when we the people are not prepared, when we're not ready to protect by our votes life, our special lives in America, and liberty, the liberties we enjoy in our special America, and the great American freedoms we enjoy in the great America, and the happiness we can pursue all we want, any time we want, and the way we want, our unbelievable lifestyle. Are you ready to vote to protect all of that? Are you? Only 7 months to go. The polls are ready. Poll after poll comes out. And if liberal-leaning, which so many of them are, often virulently anti-Trump, and of course the conservatives, and at least indirectly the Republicans, and if conservative-leaning, perhaps biased to some extent against liberals and radicals, even Democrats, and they skew the results accordingly. That's what I believe. Both kinds hoping to influence your thinking and consequently your vote. 7 months before you actually vote, and you will vote, will you not? Ignore them. Ignore the polls. All of them. Nothing in all of American politics is more biased, worthless in my opinion, non-factual than polls. Dig deep, my fellow Americans. Know the issues. Formulate your voting strategy even now, and be ready. Be ready for this critical, critical vote, 2018. And as you do so, ignore the press, the media. Ignore them. Whether CNN, CNBC, and especially MSNBC, or the networks, ignore them. They are liberal, even radical. They are post-truth network offerings. Network television and cable slanted, biased, and wrong for America, in my opinion. Ignore them. Ignore them. And be wary of rags like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times. Slanted, slanted, biased. So I say ignore them. And really, the same on the conservative side, like with Fox, the Washington Times, and the like. They're slanted. They're biased. So you take everything they say with a grain of salt, perhaps several grains, and think for yourself. Sometimes it really pays to fully understand a liberal, radical political position and a conservative, even far-right position on politics, so that you, searching for real facts and the truth down the middle, can produce a certain individual objectivity, which allows you to vote the way every citizen should vote, knowledgeably, factually, truthfully. So know the facts, my fellow Americans. Know the real political facts even now. 7 months beforehand is not too early. And please ignore the pundits, the professionals, elitists, above all of the rest of us deplorables. Ignore them. Ignore all of those who talk down to us, often disrespect us, have little concern for we the people. Don't you feel that way? Ignore them. They make their living talking, and talk they will, louder, as each of the 7 months expires toward vote 2018 in November. Ignore them. Think for yourself. Investigate, research, and above all else, know the truth. Know the truth, and boy, that's hard to find today, because only that truth, the real facts, can make and keep you free and with an honest vote. And ignore the professors, academia. Some 93% of academia is liberal, radical, and anti-conservative. They have long since given up the mission to educate and now think almost entirely of a mission to indoctrinate. ignore them, and encourage young students in high school and college and grad schools to ignore them. It's tragic for America when the young do not think for themselves. Be prepared to discuss the issues, but don't debate, for debate turns into nothing but argumentation. It really does. Nothing good comes out of argumentation, nothing. But under no circumstances, none, should you let them, all of them, who are elitist, superior in knowledge, and they think they are, and often disrespectful, change your mind or especially intimidate you. And boy, they're good at that. Proudly do and act in terms of what you believe. America desperately needs proud, right-thinking, proactive citizens at work and in November at the vote 2018. Are you ready? Are you thinking? Are you learning? And the personalities, the Hollywooders, ignore them. If you happen to find out what George Clooney believes, for example, vote the opposite. Or Matt Damon the same way. Or Lady Gaga. Ugh. Think the opposite. And the same with Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, Clint Eastwood, and the other side, those conservatives. Know what they think so that you can think for yourself. Begin even now to prioritize the issues. Understand how the candidates think. The candidates who will represent you. Be involved. Be involved now. Listen now. Learn now so that you can vote then in November the right way. Right for America. And the pastors, the church leaders. It is time for them to step up or step away. Step up to face squarely every single social and political issue which affects the Church of Jesus Christ. I hope and pray for an active, aggressive, eloquent clergy, and in fact all people of faith, whether yours or not, they should all stand up. They must learn the issues and the attacks on the First Amendment and religion and freedom of religion and the practice of faith in America. Know the challenges to all of that. And make certain that your pastors and other spiritual leaders deal with these issues and protect and defend the church, especially our Church of Jesus Christ. Admonish them if they don't. Election 2018 must have the most active pastor participation ever, in my opinion. And the platforms, the party platforms, really know what these parties stand for. All of them, including independent and so-called third parties, know exactly what they stand for. Make them put their beliefs in writing, study them, and constructively criticize what they say. And do it now. There is no better time to be educated in what the parties and the politicians stand for. Do it now. For now come these politicians, vested in office, and the wannabes, who are seeking your vote. So, you know who they are, and you must know what they think and what they believe, and how they will act for America. You know, we live in the era in America called by secularists the era of post-truth. Boy, is that the case. It really is. The lie lives large. Deceit rules. Hypocrisy in politics is commonplace. Saying one thing and doing another. Changing one's mind. Doing as one pleases once elected, ignoring you and me, and that's the way of the Washington world, and probably the state world as well. So, the antidote is that we the people, we know the truth. We demand the truth. We search for the truth. We study to show ourselves approved, a worthy voter, a concerned citizen. Part of the process, not merely observing it or criticizing it, but actually shaping the political process itself. Vote 2018 needs you now, 7 months before the fact, now more than ever. There are critical national federal elections, my fellow Americans. There are some 34 senators, one-third of all of the Senate members in Congress up for re-election, or election. Even now, courting your vote, one-third of the United States Senate will be at risk. If they seek to represent you and your state know who they are, what they believe, and how they will work for you, for us in Washington. And then vote intelligently. And my fellow Americans, all, every one of the members of the House of Representatives, 435 men and women, the Congress men and women, they're all up for re-election. All of them. Every state will have critical votes for these men and women. There will be 435 elections in Vote 2018 and in your state, and you should know who they are and what they stand for. Know what they believe. Know how they will actually act in Washington for you, for us, for all America. Will they in fact do what they say? I think that's the main criteria. Can you reliably and confidently vote for them? Know who they are, even now, for which party controls the Congress of the United States of America in 2019 will shape the destiny of our great country for the next 2 years. The Democrats want control back and are willing to do almost anything to get it. And the Republicans want to keep the control they have, and they will do whatever they can to keep it. It should be a battle royale. You can count on that. And there are local elections, also critical Vote 2018 elections, whether governors, lieutenant governor, state legislatures, judges, and perhaps especially judges, and school boards, and zoning boards, and so many others. Elections critical for America, and for your state, and for your county, and for your town, for where you live. Know even now, months away, 7 months away, the issues, the people, the promises, the platforms, the personalities, the plans of these actual or would-be politicos. Know them. So participate. Be proactive people in the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness for America and for yourself. Vote 2018, my fellow Americans, is 7 months away, but only 7 months away. But now is the time to be involved, to be prepared, to think, to constructively criticize, and to shape as one man, one woman, and one vote the political process, especially for the good of, as Tony Perkins of Family Research Council would say, for the good of faith, family, and freedom. America needs you, my fellow citizen. Needs your informed, intelligent, inspired, and involved vote 2018, now more than ever.